Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Thank y'all for listening to the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raising Grace Studios. Want to give a big shout out to all of our sponsors: Par Hopper Golf Apparel, Knife A Month underscore Shop on Instagram. Got the package today, boys. Thank you. Gridiron Coffee, Two Pilots Distillery, Nobles Networking, our management company, Red Circle, all the corporate sponsors that y'all bring along with the show. Thank you for putting some change in my pocket. This is the first show that I've done since I've got back from Fort Worth. I'm telling y'all right now, I'm kind of exhausted. I'm missing the hell out of Texas. If you can't tell in the background, I'm playing some Keith Whitley right now, sipping on some whiskey, missing the shit out of several people right now. I want to say a special thank you to everyone we met in Texas. All my friends, Blaine Bunning, it was his birthday, his girlfriend Sarah, Justin Dukes, Miss fucking Macy, Megan, Mel Bell, thank you for coming to hang out. Mel Bell helps me with the TikTok shit that I do, the live videos and all that kind of stuff, and her daughter. Everybody that we got to meet out there, Gary, I might even fuck your name up then. It might have been Greg. I don't remember. We made some jokes about that. Austin, the husband and wife, Purser, Palmer, whatever it was. Everybody we got to hang out with. I'm going to forget somebody's name if I did. I'm sorry. I'm real, real sorry. Miss Lindsay. Miss Lindsay, I'm pretty sure Dukes is in love with you. I think we're coming back just because of you. I'm just playing Dukesy. If you're listening to this, if she don't already know, then, you know, it's your own fault. She just found out the hard way. every time I get back from a trip, folks, it's hard. It's hard on me. I did do a show last Wednesday or Thursday by myself. And, it was just one of those things to where I was like kind of telling y'all like some stuff about affirmation, how I feel about shit and everything. And then I did a show with me, Justin and Macy. And then I did a show with everybody, and then we're supposed to do one more. We're supposed to do like a recap show, and we didn't do it because, you know, we really just had too much fun. We enjoyed ourselves way too much, and that doesn't mean anybody was too hungover. It was we lived in the moment, and when we were living in the moment, we just kind of decided, you know what, let's just keep living. And some of the stuff I'm going to talk to y'all about now, you know, kind of has to do with that. And I really don't know. This is just going to snowball. It really wants to talk. I really want to talk to y'all about kind of what happened to me on the way home. That's where I really want to, because we are going to do a recap show eventually. I don't know when, but we are going to do one, because there's too many good stories that needed to be told. And from my point of view, ain't gonna be good enough. Ain't gonna be good enough. Because it was. Did I say Miss Heidi a while ago, by the way? If I didn't say Miss Heidi's name, I'm going to feel like shit. Because Miss Heidi came to hang out with us, and she was fucking amazing, too. I completely messed that up. Sorry, Heidi, if I did. Just everybody was just so fucking awesome that come to hang out with us. And I'm just missing it. I'm missing it. I was supposed to do a show tonight with somebody else. And, hey, when you do this shit for a living, you go ahead and get used to, if somebody's not going to show up, you got to fucking overcome. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm overcoming. So the story that I want to start off by telling y'all, and we're just going to let it be a snowball effect, was on the way home. First off, me and Dukes and Macy, we left Sunday morning, had to go drop Dukes off at the other Airbnb, had to go drop Macy off. That shit was hard, dropping both of them off. Just wasn't ready for it. Just wasn't ready for it because I knew I had to drive back 13 hours, and I already loved Dukesy, and Macy, in a very short period of time, became somebody that I very much cared about too, and thank the world of her now. That she was way more than a pretty face by the time she left. She ended up being just this badass that was just a cool person to be around, had the best vibe ever. And just she was a legit really good person. And those are the people that I like being around, that just want to help others, that just are good people. And leaving her at the airport, headed back, I just started talking to God. And if anybody saw my Snapchat, which, by the way, if there's any of y'all that don't already follow my Instagram and my Snapchat, it's JLTerry87. JLTerry87. My TikTok is JLTerry1987. And I'm one of these, I like to talk to God. I don't ever expect for him to talk back to me. But I believe in signs. And I believe in getting a little bit of like validation that you're on the right road. So, first off, I'm ill as hell. A little upset, a little sad leaving the airport, leaving Dukesy too, and leaving Blaine and everybody as well. And every song that comes on the radio, and I'm not talking about like the actual terrestrial radio, but my iPhone or whatever, just on shuffle, is pretty much saying, fuck you, don't leave. Let's stay in Texas. Stay in Texas. Don't leave. Stay here. And my daughter's here. There's no way I could ever be happy without my daughter. No way in hell. I would be more miserable without Gracie. I know I would be. Yes, she's the biggest part of my happiness. And anyway, but every song that came on the radio was just like, no, stay here, have more fun, meet more people, fall in more love in Texas with Texas people. And not just, that doesn't mean a person, whoever the fuck's going to take that the wrong way. That just means the atmosphere, the situation, the people. When you're just that happy, it's very easy just to fall in love with the situation. And everywhere we went while we were there, it's easy to fall in love with just everything about the situation, or the just everything. So all the music and everything was just fucking me up real bad. It was just getting to me. It was just really just, like, what am I supposed to do here? So I did what some of y'all might find kind of taboo. I do what I do when I'm struggling. I decide that I'm going to talk to God. I don't want to wig any of y'all out because, like I said, I don't ever expect God to talk back. But I do know he loves me because, he died on the cross for me, just like he died for all of y'all. I don't want any of y'all to think I'm preaching at you because I ain't no preacher. I've said it on the show 1,000 times. I believe that there's preachers in this world and there's warriors. I'm a Christian. I'm just not the best example of it. I try to bow my head every time I'm at a meal, in public or in private. Anytime I get a chance to say how good God's been to me, I try to talk about it. Anytime that I got a friend that wants to sit here and ask me about my faith, I try to tell them. That's my way of, letting people know that you can be a sinner, a kind of a piece of shit like I am sometimes. But also, you can still love the good Lord. I know he loves me because the life I get to live and the people he puts in front of me and the fact that I'm still above ground, to be honest with you. And I'm not in prison too. And anyway, so I start having this conversation with him. And I've done this a lot in my life. I really have. It's just where I turn the radio off. And I don't really holler at him. But I let my frustration out. Because there's a lot of things in life I don't understand. There's a lot of things that pisses me off. But I also understand that I'm not supposed to understand it. I also get that I'm not supposed to get it. Like, it's where that I believe in the process of things. And if we knew the outcome of something, that it would kind of take away the purpose of the journey. That it would take away the learning of it. Like, if we just went to college or we went to school or whatever and we just got the knowledge without having to actually learn the education or learn the facts, whatever, I don't think you actually learn anything. Like, I don't think you really get anything that comes along with it. And in my mind, that's kind of what had to happen, or has to happen, like, every day. I don't think that we really understand faith or we understand whatever we're supposed to do in this life if we don't understand our pain and our purpose. Like, or without our pain, without going through our pain, we'll never understand our purpose. And I try to remember that. But there's this certain times. There's a certain times that it's like, look, God. I'm doing my best to live right. I know that I'm making mistakes left and right, but I'm not as bad as I used to be. And I'm still trying to, be on the best road that I can be on. But I'm getting pulled other ways right now. I'm getting pulled this way. I need to know that I'm kind of on the right road. And my heart's kind of like, hey, stupid, you hurt right now. Why are you hurting right now, dumbass? Tell me why I'm hurting right now. And once again, for anybody who overthinks this shit, it's not about a person. It's not even about Texas. This is about a situation. This is about just being bothered that you're making the right decisions in life. Because to give y'all example, kind of what I mean is my studio, my everything is here in Cochrane, Georgia. The reason it's in Cochrane, Georgia is because my daughter is here in Cochrane, Georgia. I do not believe in moving away from my daughter. The reason why my studio is named Raising Grace Studios is I believe somewhere between Raising Hell and Amazing Grace. It was the first shirt I ever did with Bearded Bastard. And I also, y'all get to see me Raising Grace. Okay. She is my purpose for everything. I've been in trouble with the law before. I've also said, like, Gracie made a man out of me when the state of Georgia couldn't. And even with all that said, Gracie's getting a little bit older now. She don't want to hang out with me as much as she used to. Still loves her daddy. I don't ever question that. Still wants to be around me, all that shit. Like, we still have a great time when we're around each other, but she's about to be 11. That means she's going to be a teenager soon. And for me to be good at this, like, I got to be around certain people. I got to be around them at certain times and certain places and everything. And in my mind, I've already got people pushing me that be like, hey, you need to live in Nashville. You need to live in a bigger place to where it's easier to get people to come to the studio. And I deal with that a lot. Like, even tonight, I had a cancellation. And then I hit up one of my buddies that's got a song that came out today. Like I told y'all, I don't know if I said it a while ago, but if I didn't, Alabama Clay came out today by Mr. Dustin Heron. If you have not heard it, please, 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 please go download it now. It's on TikTok, all that shit. Please do a video with it. It's an amazing song. I absolutely love it. It's one of my favorites. Show him some love. I hit up Dustin. We're going to do a show tomorrow now. He was not the one that canceled on me. Somebody else did. But if you lived in Nashville If you live somewhere else where you're networking more, you don't have that problem as much, right? And just the content you kind of gets better. And anyway, so like I'm sitting there thinking to myself, I'm like, God, I know you want me to be good at this. I know you want me to be good at this because you keep taking obstacles out of my way. Like you keep showing me that I'm doing all right. You keep showing me that this is gonna make. I'm well aware that this is gonna make. Like I'm okay with it taking a while, but you know, you took me from country radio to here. A lot of people, if you don't know the story, when I got fired from country radio, the day I got fired, I was sitting in the tattoo chair, a tattoo that I had wanted for 12 years, 12, 13 years, however long it was. I was getting literally God's armor tattooed on me, on my right arm and on my right titty. And literally, as I'm fired, I'm getting God's armor tattooed on me. And that's not a coincidence. Some of y'all are gonna be like, "Oh, he's fucking crazy," but I don't think it's coincidence. I don't, and I don't think it's coincidence that when I got fired, when I went down to Florida, the next day it was my birthday. By the way, the day I got fired was my birthday. That's why I was getting the tattoo. I had a show the next day, an event at Kerrigan's in Vidalia with Josh Bryant, a guy who just had an album come out, pretty much called like the Junkin' Preacher and stuff like that. All this kind of stuff, which is amazing. And after that event was over, which I lost my ass on it, I decided, hey, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go to Florida to an Airbnb for 4 days, and I'm gonna think about my career because I already knew I'm gonna get hired by another radio station. I already fucking knew. Like I had done too good, too many people liked me. It was going to happen. I already knew exactly where I could go if I couldn't go anywhere else. And the one that wanted to hire me already would have been a great job with great people. So I went to Florida. And as I'm sitting in Florida, there's a poker room. I love playing poker. Went to go play poker. And at the table I'm sitting there's a guy from iHeartRadio that I get to bullshitting with. And he starts telling me all the money in podcasts. So it was a trickle-down effect. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing now. So I don't believe in coincidences. So that kind of leads me to what I was just telling y'all about. So I'm sitting there driving home from Texas and having this conversation with God. And I just am letting my frustration out. I'm just letting it out. And I know that if I let it out, he's going to show me something. He might not show me what the hell I want to see or what I want to hear. Now, there's a lot of people that get frustrated and they get mad as hell because they don't see what they want to see. They don't hear what they want to hear. But as I'm doing it or whatever, like I'm just kind of down in my feels. I'm kind of down in the dumps. Plus, not going to lie to you, I'm hungover as shit. I'm very, very much hungover. And I'm like, you know what? You know what? I'm just going to put it on you. I'm going to put it on you. If I'm on the right road, just show me I'm on the right road. And I'm not talking about like figuratively. I'm talking about like mentally and in everything. Like if I'm really going where I'm supposed to be going right now, just tell me. Just show me that I am. And I... shit you not. And it is the craziest thing ever. I couldn't get it out my mouth fast enough that I'm sitting here struggling with all this shit that there is this huge, huge white cross on the side of the road. And I did see it on the way to there, but I don't remember it being there at the time. Like, I really don't remember it being there then. And it was there. And as I'm sitting there, and I see it or whatever, she gets a little bit weirder. Because I'm already like, okay, you're showing yourself to me. I know I'm stupid. I know that it is what it is. I need to man up. I need to suck it up. I need to know that this is a marathon. This isn't a sprint. You know, let's not be so hasty about this. Like, let's not be hasty. Everything's going to happen in due course. You know, I've got to pay my dues. I got to do all this kind of stuff. Like, the people that are involved with me, we're all going to get paid one day. Like, everything's going to be great. Everybody, I'm going to end up getting married. I'm going to have a great life. Like, all this wonderful shit is going to happen, but it's got to happen when it's supposed to happen. It can't happen when the fuck I want it to happen. Because if I want it to happen, anytime I've ever had something happen when I wanted it to happen in life, it's been a piece of shit. It has failed. But when it's happened, when the good Lord's wanted it to happen, it's been good. So then I just like, you know what? You showed yourself to me. That's cool. I think he kind of knew I was still doubting him, though. I think he kind of knew that I was still struggling. I think he kind of knew like I was still like, maybe still confused. So I turned the radio on. A song came on that I really, really like. It's called Daytime Friends and Nighttime Lovers. Very much like this song. I was just listening to it, just jamming. I didn't really want to listen to any more of my playlist. On the way there to Texas, I drove completely through the night, like 13-hour drive. And I realized like how sad my playlist was. I have hours upon hours upon hours of music, and it's very depressing. Like I guess I don't listen to fucking happy music, right? I just don't listen to anything happy. Everything's sad, but it's great storytelling and all this stuff. So anyway, it's all sad shit. So leaving Texas, as soon as I was like, before I started just kind of having my convo with God. And I was listening to stuff. I realized I don't want to hear any more of this sad stuff. That's why I turned on country radio. I don't really listen to a lot of country radio anymore because, you know, once you're fired by it, you kind of get jaded by it. And you're like, I don't want to hear this top 40 shit. So I turned on country radio. I was hitting random. And I always listen out for classic country stations. I don't listen to anything like new top 40 shit. So I hear Daytime Friends, Nighttime Lovers on. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, here we go. This is perfect. Classic country. Let's go with it. After that, a song starts playing. And it's kind of old. I mean, it is old. But I'm like, hey, well, I'm finna turn this. But I don't because it's whatever. And the first line of this song, it hooked me. I'm going to read it to you. Because if I try to play it, I'm scared if I play it, they're going to get me for copyright. Okay. So I'm going to read some of this shit to you. But the first line of this song is, so many times I questioned certain situations or things I could not understand. Many times in trials, weakness blurs my vision. And my frustration gets so out of hand. I said I was going to read the first line, but I guess I'm reading the majority of it. And then I am reminded I've never been forsaken. And I've never had to stand the test alone. As I look at all, as I look at all the victories, the spirit rises up in me. And through the fire, my weakness has made me strong. I had never heard this song before. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, I'm an emotional person anyway, like kind of a crybaby, for those who don't know that, but not like at anything. Like, I don't just cry. Like, it has to be something that is very touching. First time I remember crying at something I probably shouldn't have cried at was a Hallmark commercial, but it was like a kid with Down syndrome who wasn't getting any Valentine's Day cards, and this pretty little blonde-headed girl in his class just gave him a Valentine's Day card, and like he had his big smile on it. It's during the Super Bowl. Me and my dad both cried at the same time. So if I'm getting thrown under a bus, Donnie, you're getting thrown under a bus too. And anyway, so like I'm a very emotional person anyway. But the day after I have drank a lot, I don't know about you guys, but I'm like extra emotional, super fucking emotional. And I don't know why. I've always been like, I just get very, very emotional. So like then I get a little tear in my eye. And anyway, I'm gonna read you the chorus.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
I want all y'all to remember as I'm reading you the chorus that I just saw a million-pound white cross. A million-pound white cross. He never promised that the cross would not get heavy, that the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered our victories without fighting. He said help would always come in time. He just reminded when our standing in the valley of decision and the adversity says give in, just hold on. Our Lord will show up and he will take you through the fire. Are you kidding me? I'm going to read y'all the rest of it too in a second. But, like, what? I already believe in signs and shit. Like, I already believe, like, right place, right time. We're always where the good Lord wants us to believe, whether we know it or not. I don't know why we're around the people we're around. I don't know. I quit fighting that shit a long time ago. I really do. I really did. I recently have been, like, kind of going through some stuff mentally since I lost my papa that I've really been, like, thinking about mortality. Like, I think I'm kind of having a midlife crisis, if you want to know the truth, that things have just been kind of weird to me. And don't know why. So I've been kind of, like, putting my heart out there a little bit more. I've been trying to, like, wrong some rights a little bit more than I already do. I already believe in, like, making amends with people. And anyway, so, like, this kept – things have been weird. All right, I'm going to read the rest of it, and I'll talk some more. I know within myself – that I would surely perish. But if I trust the hand of God, he'll shield the flames again and again. And then it goes back into the chorus. He never promised that the cross would not get hard, or not get heavy, the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered our victories without fighting, but he said help would always come in time. Just remember when standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says give in, just hold on. Our Lord will show up, and he will take you through the fire. By the way, that's by the Crab Family, if you want to listen to it and check it out. I had never heard it. Never, ever heard it. And then after that, by the way, Broken Heartsville by Joe Nichols came on, and I thought that was humorous as well, that you had Daytime Friends, Nighttime Lovers, that damn song, and then Broken Heartsville by Joe Nichols. And it was a Sunday, so there's probably a good chance they do the sprinkling gospel songs or whatever throughout the day or whatever. What are the chances that my stupid ass is driving through there and I'm searching radio stations and I find that one randomly? Like, it's pretty random. And, I don't know. I don't know. It hit me. It hit me really hard. But it also was, like, the best. it also was like this weight lifted. And that's kind of what, like, I guess what I'm wanting to talk about now is you kind of got to realize, like, and I haven't done one of these in a while before, I guess. It's been a hot minute. It's talking to people about, like, receiving their blessings. Is, you know, you can't really... Oh, I got to turn some music on. I got to also make a drink. If you don't think I'm drinking doing this shit right now, this is where I get awkward. I can talk about almost any and everything in the world, but I get awkward around certain stuff. Oh, my God. I'm reading stupid-ass text messages from my friends that are in Nashville as I'm doing this. Blame Bunny just messaged me something funny. But anyway, so... thing is, like, I get very awkward about talking about the good Lord. This show was almost named, I think I said it about Brian, or not Brian, but Jacob a while ago. I was going to name the show The Drunken Preacher, but I thought it was, I don't like to be sacrilegious. And I thought that would be a very big turnoff to sponsors as too. But, excuse me, I can talk about anything, and I can talk about God to anybody. So I think you're supposed to. I think that if he's been good to you, you've got to share your story. For all those who don't know, like the majority of my story, there's an episode called the Josh Terry Podcast in February of last year. You know what? I'm going to look this up right now, and I swear I'm going to lose my mind. I'm sitting at the desk right now. If this was a year ago, I'm going to lose it. I don't know when it was. Hold on, let's look. The Josh Terry Pot. It was February the 11th, so not quite. But I literally go through and I talk about everything that I've ever been through. I've been locked up. I've been through some hard times. I'm a suicide survivor. You know, I've been through a lot, but so have you guys. You guys have been through just as much as I've been through. That is why, like, I feel like I have to share that I'm okay now. What made me even share this stuff was the fact that so many people reached out to me when I posted the picture of the cross the other day. And I'm going to read y'all what the picture of the cross that I shared, that I put on Snapchat and all that shit, was, where are you at, big guy? Where you at? There it is. So I was having a conversation with myself, all in my feels and shit. This huge cross came out of nowhere. And then I said, everything happens for a reason. Walk by blind faith. Trust in the fact that he knows better than you. When I posted that, I really kind of put my phone down because I was driving and I knew that I had another 10 hours to go. And I was just listening to another podcast and Joe Rogan and Joey Diaz. Shout out to you guys. And I just didn't pay attention to nothing. Like I didn't. And by the time I got somewhere to stop in the next little bit and was reading messages, like so many people wanted to check on me. They wanted to make sure I was okay. And, you guys are the reason why I'm sharing that story. Any other time that story stays between me and God. Because he didn't do that. He didn't share that with me. He didn't do that for me to be okay, for me to sit here and get downloads off of it. He didn't do that for me to make money off of it. He didn't. He did that so I would be okay. So he knew that, hey, Josh, you're on the right road, bruh. I doubt God says, bruh. That'd be great if he did. My God says, bruh. Sorry, that's Ricky Bobby stuff. Anyway, so in my mind, like, that's why something like that happens. That is why something like that happens. And, you know, with so many things going on, I got a friend that had to go through some court shit the other day. And I knew that when I had my talk with God the other day, I knew they were going to be fine. I can't tell you how I knew that was going to be fine. And I knew that they were going to be good. And I knew that the person that wronged them, they're going to end up getting their shit in the end. And I shouldn't say that in that sentence. My bad, God. Forgive me on that one, big guy. Which you probably already knew I was going to say it, didn't you? You know what? Since I already messed up on that one, we're going to take a sip of whiskey, too. So hold on just a second. I don't know. It's just where I know that I've been put in this situation to where I can have fun with my friends like I did in Texas. I can have friends like I can have fun with people in Nashville. I can have fun with people around here. But I'm going to get in a whole lot of trouble with the good Lord or whatever you believe in. I believe in the good Lord. It might be the universe to some of y'all. To me, it's God. If when he shows himself to me, if I don't talk about it, there's no way. There's no way that that wasn't him the other day. There isn't. I'm not ashamed to say that I think it's him. And the reason why I know is because time and time again, he's shown himself to me. That's why I think I have the things I do in life. I should be a dude that is in prison. I should be a dude that's in the ground somewhere. I should be a dude that has told so many lies that nobody wants to be his friend. I should be a dude that, no offense to anybody that has to work at McDonald's. I should be a dude that has a very shitty job. I say McDonald's, I just meant like a very shitty job. I shouldn't be a dude that gets to live the life I get to live. I shouldn't be able to hang out with the beautiful women that I get to hang out with. If y'all think that I should have got to be able to steal a dance from little old Miss Macy the other day in Fort Worth, y'all have lost your mind. That ought to be saved to I don't know, somebody else. Not me. That's Brad Pitt's shit. That should never happen to a guy like me. It should never happen to a guy like me. I don't deserve it. I do not deserve it. I shouldn't have friends like the friends I've got. I've got some really good people in my life. So, in my mind, when God shows himself, I have to tell you guys. I think that's my thing. I think back when I was working in radio, and I made the comment several times, and I'll say it again, that I've chose morals over money, but yet I'm still making money, that when something comes up and my morals are on the line or my religious beliefs are on the line, I have to talk about them. I've felt bad that we've had to change the name of the show from Politics, Religion, and Whiskey to the Josh Terry Podcast. Just for the simple fact that it's hard to get some people on the show. They judge a book by the cover because they think that that's all you're going to talk about. Now, the difference is there's going to be a good chance that some people that if we get on a topic of talking about God, that's fine. We can talk about our beliefs about God. That's no issue. But I don't want people to be forced into it. Same thing with politics. I don't want people to see the name and be like, oh, we have to talk about that. No. I want if it comes up, it comes up. If it doesn't, it doesn't. That's completely fine too. And so I've been kind of weird about it. But I know that it doesn't change the conversation. It doesn't change the outcome of what we will eventually talk about and who we will talk about it with. The people that end up on this show are the people that are supposed to be on this show. We've had some very taboo people on the show, but I know good and damn well everybody that has been on the show has been supposed to be on the show, either for me to learn a lesson or for them to help somebody. I only think there's been two people on the show that shouldn't have been on the show. I've told y'all that before. I'm not saying their names now. They were both guys. There's two guys that tricked me. Everybody else, I love wholeheartedly. And I think that everybody else has a purpose in this world. Everyone. And I think that the people I'm really getting around now have a huge purpose. And I'm excited. Every day I get a little more excited about the people that I am around. Like I said, this past trip was probably this trip was nasty, y'all. This trip was nasty. Texas is different. I fell in love with it last year with Kylie and Kate and everybody then. And this year with Justin and Blaine and Sarah and Macy, it was different. It was different. I definitely left a piece of my fat ass heart out in Texas. I say that though. I don't know if that's what it is. I think all of them took a little piece of it with them. And I think every time I'm back with each one of them, I think that it'll be fine. I think Texas is just amazing. I think Texas is just amazing as it is. But I don't know. I'm kind of in my feels. And by the way, that's what I said on that post the other day to where people was like, "Are you okay? Are you okay, Joshua?" I'm fine. My feelings don't really get hurt anymore too much. The only time they get bothered now is when I can't figure something out, and I very quickly figured this situation out. It's just hard coming home sometimes. When you're building something like I'm trying to build and you're going away from things, as soon as you figure out that, hey, as soon as I got back home, after I knew that the good Lord had me right where he wanted me to be, the second I saw Gracie and her little thick ass ran out the house with no pants on because she's excited to see me, and my dogs ran up to me giving me big hugs and kisses, I knew I was happy. I knew I was right where the fuck I was supposed to be. I knew I was. But that's what I want from y'all. I want y'all to realize that you might not be where you want to be, but you're where you're supposed to be. And if you're confused about where you're supposed to be, ask. Get down and pray. Praying's not hard. You know what's hard is not praying. Not praying. I'm sitting here drinking right now. A lot of y'all are like, "That's bad. That's bad. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that." I grew up in a house where my dad, me and Dukes were laughing about this other day. But my dad used to get hammered. He probably still does. And he would listen to gospel music. He would listen to like Hank Williams Sr., I Saw the Light, Long Black Train, stuff like that. Like, he would listen to Elvis gospel shit. And now I catch myself all the time getting a little tipsy, or a lot of tipsy, and listening to Cody Johnson. Half of Cody Johnson's songs talking about God. It's just, I don't know. I don't see anything wrong with it, because I think what my deal is, the reason why I keep getting blessings, is I think that somebody out there, one person, if even the rest of y'all think I'm going to hell for doing it, I think one person is struggling right now. Like, "Hey, I drink too much." Or they're saying this to themselves. Saying, "Hey, I drink too much. Hey, I do dumb shit. Good Lord don't love me. How am I ever supposed to find my way back home? How am I ever supposed to right all these wrongs? How am I ever supposed to have a clean conscience? How am I ever supposed to have forgiveness? How am I supposed to make amends?" And then they hear me, and they're like, "This guy can talk to God, and he makes mistakes. He doesn't pretend to be perfect. Hell, he seems super flawed, but he knows that God loves him." And I promise y'all, I ain't no preacher. I ain't no preacher. The only thing that I know that I am is I know that the good Lord blesses me. Good Lord blesses me. I got a beautiful daughter that I get to see every day. I got a good business going. I got good friends in my life. I've just got so many blessings in my life that if the good Lord didn't love me, I wouldn't get them. There's too many of us that look at just the negative things going on. to look at just the bad. Stop looking at the bad. How many times has focusing on the bad ever made a bad situation better? It doesn't. Focus on the good. Focus on what's good in your life. If you focus on that good, it's only going to turn a positive situation or a negative situation into a positive. Focus on a negative situation and you just want to be negative about it, it's only going to make it worse. All right. I'm not going to hold y'all up any longer. But I want y'all to remember, just like that song said, he never ever said that your cross wasn't going to be heavy. He also said he wasn't going to help you carry it. He never said you weren't going to have to fight no battles. But he didn't say you weren't going to have, he wasn't going to fight with you. So, stop worrying so much about the things you can't change. Stop worrying about the rest of the world. Your struggles are not your struggles alone if you put your faith in the good Lord and you walk by blind faith. Just know, trust the process. That was my problem the other day, is I did not trust the process. I love the process, and I didn't trust the process. I just wanted a reminder that something didn't get put in my way by mistake. The second that I asked for a little bit of a reminder that something didn't get put in my way by mistake, you know what happened? Got a reminder. Then you know what happened? I was good. I was grand. I was great. So I'll tell you all that right now. If you're struggling, if you are going through some shit right now, your pain's got a purpose. You just got to get to the other side of it. You're going to be fine, and you're going to be proud of yourself. Your blessing is going to come at the end of the tunnel. You just got to get through the dark-ass tunnel first. That's what walking through blind faith is. You're going to be wore out. You're going to be tired. You're going to act like you can't go on. The people who don't receive their blessing are the ones that give up. The ones that receive their blessing are the ones that keep fighting. Keep fighting. There's something wonderful for you. You know what? It's even like with my little fat ass heart. I'm 34 years old, never been married. Really don't give a shit at this point if I do or not. I don't look no more. I don't look. If it ever comes to me, it comes to me. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I really don't care. But I know one day if it ever did, it'd be special because I didn't put any emphasis on it anymore. I quit worrying about it. I just let it happen naturally. Quit worrying other people. I let it develop the way that it's supposed to develop. And that should be the same way with a job for you. That should be the same way with everything for you. Pursue the things you want in life the correct way. Don't put pressure on it. If you put pressure too much on something, it's going to break, including yourself. Don't do that. Have faith in the good Lord. Walk by blind faith. And remember, he gives his toughest battles to his strongest soldier. I'm giving you a lot of cliches right now because I'm just trying to boost you up. Just trying to boost you up. And if any of y'all at any point in time just need somebody to talk to, reach out. That's why I gave you my Instagram and my Snapchat earlier. It's JLTerry87. JLTerry87. Plus, we're at 148 East Peacock Street in Cochran, Georgia. You know, hit me up. Come by the studio if you just need somebody to talk to. A lot of people that has a show this big ain't going to do that. But I ain't anybody. I'm not shit without you guys. I know that I'm not shit without you guys. I also, like I said a while ago, I believe that with every good thing I do, all the fun I have on this show, I better touch somebody's heart. I better make a difference. Otherwise, I'm letting God down. I'm letting everybody that came before me that helped pave the way for this down. And I just ain't about that life, folks. I ain't about it. So, I hope somebody's got a smile on their face now. I hope somebody had a tear in their eye. And you know what I hope more than anything? I hope somebody's praying, and I hope somebody's talking to God right now, and I hope you're getting that sign that you need. I love you guys. God bless each and every one of y'all. And thank you for listening to a more serious episode of the Josh Terry Podcast. Y'all have a good night.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.